tax.
What caused the Colorado wildfire while the fire in California, that crazy blast that sent plumes of fire 100 feet in the air and ripped apart a neighborhood in San Bruno? It's still unclear how many people died in that fire. Ooh, it gives me chills to think about that. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney, what a way to start the show, huh? America Tonight. To the left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. I just hope you have an opinion. You should be proud to call yourself an American no matter which way you call it, right? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Those are the digits if you want to chime in and throw in your two cents in the conversation. 9/11, the anniversary, came and went over the weekend on Saturday. And it's something that we say all the time on this show, as I was mentioning, I don't care what your stripes are, please call in. Because regardless of what your party is, whether you are to the extreme of extreme when it comes to a left-wing Democrat, or you are the most conservative person on the block as far as being named a right-wing Republican, none of us want to see another attack on this country, I hope, right? Not that's true. We can say that's the one common ground with anything to do with 9/11 that I think we all agree on. Whether we disagree about the Islamic Center in New York or the burning of Qurans, whether it's the pastor in Florida who, by the way, didn't do it, or whether it's somebody else who's deciding to burn the Qurans and feels like they have the right to do it. The one thing I think we can all agree on is we all lose when it comes to this whole thing, when it comes to a possible attack on the United States, because nobody wants to see it. That's why it's so important when we dive into these discussions that we secure the borders and we talk about immigration reform and we talk about getting things done and we find a way to cooperate with each other, right? All right, at the top of the show, we do this thing sometimes called the Sunday Swirl, like what happened as far as the pundits were concerned on the various shows, because all the networks have them, right? And the imam behind the center in New York City, Faisal Raouf, was on ABC this week, and he had a lot of thoughts about that center. Listen to what he had to say.
This project was front page news in the New York Times last December. No one objected. I'm extremely concerned about, and very, very concerned about their sensitivities, and this is why we have reached out to them, and we will continue to reach out to them. The radicals in the United States and the radicals in the Muslim world feed off each other. And to a certain extent, the attention that they've been able to get by the media has even aggravated the problem.
And that's right. When he says that, the only thing I agree with is the fact that, yes, the attention has lit a fuse. But I think in some ways it's a fuse that should have been lit. The fact that there's been too many people that have been complacent, particularly when it comes to the Muslim faithful, what should have happened a long time ago is if I am of the Muslim persuasion and I'm seeing constantly these attacks, these thwarted attacks, all are traced back to people who, in the name of Islam and Allah, are killing people, then I'm going to stand up and shout to the rooftops, hey, those are the nutballs. They're the nutbags. That's not my mosque. That's not the people I know. That's not the peaceful Islam that I'm a part of. But we never see that. Now it's starting to happen. There's a lot of public service announcements where you have people coming out on the radio or in TV ads or whatever, and they're talking about it. But it should have happened a long time ago. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hi, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, I heard President Obama say the USA is not at war with Islam and never will be at war with Islam. So if Islam ever declared war with the United States, that means that the United States would just surrender then, right? You know, Islam is not at war with the United States now, but he said that we will never, ever be at war with Islam. It's not
well,
a
because he's, but the reason why is because he's talking specifically about the religion and not, you know this, again, that goes from country to country. That's what the difference is. So but, he's saying like, okay, are we at war with Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, not specifically Islam because of what I just said, that there are people in this country who follow Islam.
Yeah,
and
I know, but
not,
during the Cold War, the communists, every communist in the world hated the USA. We were at war with communism. Canada and the USA was at war with communism.
That's true.
Okay, well, it's stupid to say we'll never be at war with Islam. And, you know, this pastor in Gainesville, Florida, I'm really ticked off. I put a bunch of money into a Muslim bookstore in Gainesville, Florida, and I was hoping to sell 200 Korans to this Reverend Jones every Saturday. $10 profit. I'm out $2,000 a week now. I'm pissed off.
Really? Did you really put that much?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I thought you were serious. No, I was going to say, why?
Did Reverend Jones in Gainesville, did he steal those Korans? Did he buy them? How did he get those Korans?
Well, no, he never burned them in the first place.
Did he buy them? Did he pay
no,
them?
No. There wasn't even an issue
no, I know,
of how many Korans.
How did he get them? He bought them with his own money, right?
He was going to, but he didn't
have.
No,
but he bought them. But
he would have. He didn't buy any.
Well, no,
he didn't have any.
Oh, he didn't have it, but he was going to buy them, right?
Right. He would have bought them,
okay,
yes.
So that's his own personal private property. That's
right.
His own business. He had his right to, but it really ticks me up. He turned out to be the common. He had no intention of burning those Korans. He was never going to. All he wanted was pre-publicity, and he got them. You know, he was the most calm, collected guy of the. It was the left-wing media that turned out looked hysterical. He looked. Did you ever see Reverend Jones from Gainesville ever look hysterical?
No, he never looked hysterical.
No, he looked calm. He had no intention of burning those stupid Korans. And also, you know, all of this flooding in Pakistan. You know, Pakistan is getting flooded, right?
Yes.
Is the Taliban and Al Qaeda, are they being flooded? Or how many Taliban and Al Qaeda have drowned? Have you heard?
No, because it's really the poor people, and that's the people that are going to be turned by the Taliban who have nothing
well,
but the clothes.
The Taliban and Al Qaeda, all of their headquarters or training camps are in Pakistan, so I was hoping that it might drown out.
No,
drown
not
out.
That I've heard of, but we don't know that for
and
sure.
I got a
but
prediction for you, Kate. After the first Tuesday in November, the United States will be driving on the right side of the road again.
But I'm bumped. Thanks, Al. Al, for a second, we thought he lost it when he said he put 2,000 into a bookstore to send over Korans to the pastor who didn't end up burning them. And here's the bottom line. From what I understand, in the conversations the pastor had with various people, some of them high-level government official types, you know, pretty much they told him, listen, this is the deal here. You're dealing with fringe extremists who will cut your head off, who will go after your son, who will go after your grandchildren. And that's the truth of it. How could he step out and do that and risk his family's life, not just his own life, but everybody around him? I think that was part of the biggest problem of the idea of having this big Quran burning on Saturday night. Hang with us on the flip side. We've just scratched the surface. More odds and ends.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're going to tell you whether somebody nailed the score or not. Remember, every Thursday, really slash Friday for most of us, in our third hour, we will randomly try to nail the score. What does that entail if you've never heard my show before? Basically, our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in. Doesn't matter if you know football or like football or you might really love it. But you pick a team that you think is going to win, and you say what you think the final score will be, like 27-10, 13-7, for example, whatever score you pick out. If you correctly nail the score, you win every single prize in our prize closet, and it's been building up. It's, in fact, exploding with prizes, no kidding. Plus, you have bragging rights for the rest of your life because it's a very difficult thing to do. On the surface, it seems easy. I always think that when I get that random lottery ticket and I look at the numbers, there's only this many possibilities. But what is it, the crazy number that they say as far as the odds of you winning the lottery? It's a whatever, practically a gazillion to one. Of course, I'm exaggerating, but it's a ridiculous number, let's say. So when somebody wins the lottery, it's got to be so shocking. It's just such a tough thing to do. This isn't quite as hard as the overall lottery, but it seems to be pretty difficult. So if you do nail the score, the bragging rights, I think, are pretty big, too. Not just the movie passes and, you know, the coupons to get you the free food at various places like the Olive Garden or wherever. I mean, who cares? Yeah, you'll get all that. But you'd have these massive bragging rights that you could hang on to forever because you won something that was pretty tough to win. It's like guessing the marbles. I love it when they do these contests, and they have them all over the place. Like I was at that professional tournament, the Colonial, and back in May, one of the PGA tour stops, and guess the amount of golf balls in this giant glass container, and I don't think anyone guessed them. And you know when you're a kid and you see those places where they have the marbles, guess the marbles, guess the gumballs, and I always wonder that there's probably, it's almost a scam, because I don't think anyone can actually guess it. And I'm not trying to pull a scam, because we're having so much fun with Nail the Score. I am just cheering from the sidelines that somebody is going to be able to do it. So did anyone do it this week? I will not reveal that till the end of the show, because we had uber phone calls and we had a lot of people who emailed us too, like Dave in Vermont. So we'll get to that at the appropriate time when we're heading for the exits of this hour. We'll let you know if somebody nailed the score. Also, some of the other things that happened in the world of sports. But before we do that, I mentioned this briefly that we would talk about it. And the Colorado fire that ended up evacuating hundreds of people and 200 plus people lost homes. But now at least people were able to return to their houses, right? And this is Boulder, Colorado, and it's just beautiful if you've ever been to Colorado. It's scary when you think of wildfires because of how many trees there are, right? So, and the one wildfire turned into another wildfire, and so acres and acres burned heading into the weekend. But nobody died that they know of at this point. And what they're now saying, because it's always about, well, what happened? Who done it? Is it arson? Was it an accident? So what they're saying is they believe that it could be a fire pit that was the cause. And how many people listening, how many of you guys out there have fire pits? I have a fire pit. And how many times do you think, oh, it's okay, it's burning down and it's fine and I can go to bed? And you just assume it's going to go out because that's what's supposed to happen, right? But if it is a fire pit, they would be able to go after the person for criminal charges. They didn't say what house they believe or it could have happened, but they're investigating it. And they're looking into, you know, whether this was the spark that started it all. And, you know, these fire investigators are pretty good at tracing the trail. Can you imagine if somebody just, you know, had done the fire pit thing and thought that they had it out and this is what created all this havoc and sent all these firemen into practically near exhaustion and all these homes were burned and telephone lines and DSL lines and all the stuff that was damaged in the fire and the roads and all that other sort of stuff. I can't even imagine that accidentally, but now maybe facing criminal charges, realizing it was your fire pit. And I guarantee I'm probably guilty of thinking that I've had a fire out. And I know I'll look a little bit closer to it next time around, seriously. It's kind of a red flag. Oops, you got a fire pit, a little one, a big one, whatever. You might want to watch for that. All right, so we move from that fire to this terrible fire in California, really the gas leak, the blast that happened. I got emails immediately the second that it started to happen that, oh my God, this could be a bomb, because it looked like a bomb. And this is in San Bruno, not far from the San Francisco airport, where they're trying to see if there's more people because there's people missing. And what they're seeing is there's just all kinds of nothing. It's just a wreck where this natural gas line exploded. And they're talking about, at this point, 7 people have died, but still some haven't been found. You know, that they haven't found everyone. Not all the victims are accounted for. They have people missing. So the answer is they really don't know the ultimate amount of people that died in this. And these are homes that were in the hills overlooking the San Francisco Bay, and it was a natural gas pipeline that ruptured and exploded. And it was categorized as high risk because it ran through a highly populated area. So at least I guess some of the people are starting to come back into the neighborhood so that they can pick through their stuff and see what's left and find out what's happened to their neighborhoods. Here's Connie Jackson with the official word.
We will begin our program of bringing our residents back to their homes. Beginning at noon, residents will go home in stages.
Yeah, so in stages, they didn't even want all the people in there at one time, just a couple here, a couple there. And PG&E, which is the company that runs the gas lines and the electricity and all that other sort of stuff in California, they're saying that a section of the same gas line, about 2.5 miles from where the blast happened, was within the top 100 highest risk line sections in their service history. So then it starts to make you think about, gas lines and how risky it is. Nationwide, only about 7% of gas lines have, I guess, that kind of a classification. And sometimes it's unclear as to what's happened, but sometimes it's about the installation, how the pipe was laid, and whether or not when it's a high risk classification, meaning were there leak surveys, were there patrols on the gas line, what did they come up with, you know, what's the information that PG&E has. I'll tell you what, it's such an incredible, disgusting screw-up. I mean, I don't know what I would classify it as, outrageous. It's just outrageous what happened with PG&E. I think that they're negligent. I think that somebody should answer for this whole thing. And if nothing else, because they're such gougers, they need to freeze. I mean, they need to freeze their rates at this point until they figure out what happened. You know, these high-risk lines. So should that be public knowledge? Would you want to know if there's only 7% in the country, but would you want to know if you had a high-risk line in your neighborhood that was going right down the middle of your neighborhood? I think that should be something you should be made aware of so that you could probably lobby to get it corrected. You know, it's near your home and you're going to push for it. So they knew that was happening the whole time and nothing was done. Nothing happened to correct that situation in San Bruno. We have these really scary lines out there, and we had somebody on the job who was a rookie, and really when they were installing it, whatever the reason it is, if they were predicting that it was a problem, then it should have been public knowledge. Then you wonder what happens to home insurance premiums. I mean, they already have crazy earthquake insurance that they have to deal with there, but nothing like your neighbors being killed instantaneously or your father having to drive through the garage when it's on fire. I heard one guy describe that's how his father got away. Scary, scary stuff. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio.
For over a decade,
we are the GCN Radio Network.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best. like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkalotto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkalotto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkalotto.com. That's sparkalotto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkalotto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkalotto.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Here's our friendly reminder, folks, to go out and vote. And don't tell me who cares. It doesn't matter who's in power. That's not true. If more people got off their rear ends and voted, things could be a little bit different in Washington. I do believe that. It's power to the people, baby, and that's the power that you have, especially when you're talking about non-presidential races. You can make a difference. Remember that. Go out and vote, because it's less than 50 days. I hope all of you are registered. Do the, you know, if you can't go that day, because personally, I think Election Day should be a holiday. I think it should be as convenient as possible to get every single person that could possibly really vote, go out and vote. But if you have some conflict, there's a reason, you've got child care issues, you have jobs you're juggling, I get it. Do the absentee ballot thing. Do that. You know, they try to make it a little bit easier anyway, but vote, for goodness sake. If more people did it, like I just said, then you might have the intended results, or you have a better shot at them, especially with all the House seats up and 37 Senate seats up. Hey, even 37 different states have a chance to do something different when it comes to the governor of their fair state. So don't be afraid to use that power of the vote. I'm telling you, really. You know, that's what makes Congress tick. The people in power don't want to lose their gigs. That's why you see incumbents think the rates of incumbents being elected is a crazy number. It's like 90%. So if you had the people in Washington running scared that, hey, you just can't continue to do what you're doing and get away with it, all this pork, all this nonsense, you know, there's going to be blowback, and some of the people like Harry Reid, who for 28 years has been a senator from Nevada, if some of those people get booted, it'll make others stand up and take notice. And all of those people are going to be back supposedly working this week and talking about a whole bunch of different things, mostly centered around the economy. We'll jump to that. And I think it's all about the voters. It's all about being worried about which way the voters are going to go at this point with, you know, 50 days until the elections are held. If you have any thoughts on this or other things, you know how you can throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. Mark in New York. Hello.
Yeah, also, just not to disillusion anyone, but Congress, the way they write the gerrymandered districts, that's the way incumbents are voted back into office over and over again to keep their districts safe. So that's something that people ought to look into. But it's not to, like I said, disillusion anyone. This coming election is extremely important. And I want to talk about the elections, but I wanted to sort of continue my call from last week, but... And I don't want to waste any time, but the prayers go out to the family of the guy who didn't want his eggs. He didn't get his eggs cooked right, and he killed his wife and kids in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, yeah.
I know.
Five people dead.
A lot of people on the anti-gun side always, they say, well, you know, it's your fault. Of course it's not a pro-gun person's fault that happened. Of course, you know, there was a history there long before that happened. But I want to bring that up because I wanted to call you last week and say that how the right of self-defense and the Second Amendment has had, and gun rights have had positive outcomes in the courts. But at the same time, we continue to struggle. And it's this call is about. Just follow me along. We have victories in the gun rights, self-defense rights issues when it comes to guns, because and this ties into 9/11. There's a fellow a black fellow in Long Island. He was arrested. You might have heard the story. His name was Greer. He shot four rounds from his AK-47 into the ground and in the lawn of his own house because there were roughly 20 gang members, possibly MS-13, threatening his wife and children.
Mm-hmm.
And he was arrested. I have
right.
No idea what happened to the gang members. I believe that nothing happened to them. And you say, well, why are you bringing this up, Mark? Because apparently, Ms. Rice, who was the district attorney of Nassau County, she was on the Bob Grant show today. She's running for attorney general for the state of New York. Now, I would love to call her office and also the commissioner or whoever the hell is the chief of the Nassau County Police Department, because I know I listen to you in Stamford, Connecticut on WSTC, and I know it travels across Long Island Sound, and they can hear me over in Nassau. His arrest needs to be vacated, and the charges need to be dropped against his fellow Greer, and they need to go out. Because Nassau County police officers are some of the highest paid in the country. They arrest the gang members. They're here in this country illegally, and they have more rights than a man who fired his gun into the ground. And the reason they charge him with felony menacing or something like that, because you cannot, if you even display a gun in New York, it's considered using deadly force. If I just like show you my holster gun, you
right.
can shoot me. I mean, I know this is a fact because I have some training, but the point I'm trying to make is the district attorney should drop the charges. But if I called Carolyn McCarthy's office or Senator Schumer or my representative, Nita Lowey, they'll come after me as McCarthy did when one of her constituents called her office and they raided his house and took his guns. Because New York and the state and the country are so anti-self-defense, anti-gun, that they would arrest a gun owner in this part because this goes back to the culture of disarmament since the Gun Control Act of 68. There was a gang killing in Lynbrook, Long Island, 10 years ago, and Schumer was out there with the widow of the victim saying that he would have anti-gang initiatives. This was 10 years ago, Kate. 10 years.
I remember
ago.
That.
The reason I bring this up is because
what's happened?
Not only that, when Mr. Greer and this culture of this non-self-defense and being arrested for having a gun and going through this permitting process and the background checks, but. The right of not being able to defend yourself. And where are you going with this? Here's where I'm going. Fort Hood Massacre. All those Army people down there, no one could carry their personal sidearm, and they died for it. The people in Manchester, no one can carry a gun at work in a lot of these places. It's poo-pooed. You can't be trusted to defend yourself. And something else, that this is what irritates me more than this mosque or this fiasco mm-hmm. with this burning of the Koran.
Yeah.
On 9/11, We have dear, dear pilots who are military veterans. Mm-hmm. If one or two of those pilots in 9/11 had had a nice little 38 in his sock that he could have pulled out, he could have stopped this garbage. Even if the doors were not the airplane door. But the point is, I can go on and on and on how before the 60s and all the riots and the people that took control, it was not unheard of to keep a sidearm with you. All right, and I'm not saying handing them out and don't get training and Mark, you're a one issue guy. I'm just saying this issue that we're not allowed to defend ourselves or stand up for our rights, whether it's this imam who's, look, if 9/11, it was a change in a thing in my life, Kate, and you always give me time to talk. If one of those guys could have just blown away some of these terrorists, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right, if some
of the Marines in Fort Hood or Army, I mean, it's not the answer to every single problem, but I tell you what. American people, you need to wake up because, here's the last thing, and I'll get off the phone. When President Obama made the comment about how we shouldn't burn the Quran, he said something that scared the hell out of me. He said he's opening the door to terrorist attacks overseas and here in America of suicide bombers. Go back and listen to his speech, America. That's what he said. So I know a gun's not going to help you with a suicide bomber unless it doesn't go off and you put one in his head. But he just said it. So just get prepared for suicide bombings, Penn Station, Grand Central. And God forbid it happens, he's got to be dragged out of the White House. We're not going to surround and go around and rally around the flag and imprison. We're going to drag him out of the White House because this cannot be allowed to happen. But he just said that's what's going to happen if we don't appease this freaking imam.
He's
got a lot of nerve. But this appeasement, this lack of self-defending yourself, is what's wrong with the country.
All right, Mark, have a good one. I'm going to pick up a thread with what Mark said there. I do agree with this and what he said. I always mention this, that I am a believer in the right to bear arms because I don't like to see rights taken away, and that would be, to me, it would be crazy to take it away, and I think it would just open the Pandora's box for more problems. The thing that he said that does make sense, for sure, no matter how you feel about guns, I think there was no reason why the pilots, if they knew how to use the guns, shouldn't have been armed. Because that, he's right, that would have been the solution. It was all that whole argument about the cockpit and the door being locked, and why weren't the doors locked, and if you had a gun, and then there's your answer, because then easily they could have taken care of the situation. And I agree with that, absolutely. And he's also right when you talk about the base and the fact that at Fort Hood, so many innocent people were killed. And guess what? Nobody had a sidearm, and they weren't allowed to carry it with them. If they had been, somebody easily could have cut him off, cut him down immediately, or somewhere in the beginning of that, probably, if they had been armed. But he certainly was aware of the rule and knew that, and knew there was no danger of it, as were the terrorists. They knew exactly what was happening on our airlines and how easy it was, because they did the dry runs, and they had been doing them for a while, and it was easy for them to get through security, and we all know the story, how it was like child's play, and that was something they were very aware of when it came to the cockpit. So it was like taking candy from a baby, unfortunately. And I agree 100%. Those are two things. And then you have the problem, or specifically, he's mentioning this situation in New York with the guy who was worried about the gangs, and he's correct about it from the reports that I understand. He's right. He shot off the gun because he was concerned about the gang members. And how is it that you could be in that situation where you're threatened by a gang, illegal or just hoodlums or whatever, and you have no rights to defend yourself? That is the tough part about, particularly in New York, where he's right, you can't do that. It's the very liberal side of things that has killed the gun initiatives in New York City, different in some other areas where we're broadcasting right now. You might have some thoughts on that. You can send them to me at americatonight.net. Sports shorts next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As much as we all are about rallying the troops and jumping on the soapbox, you know that we like to lighten the load with some sports shorts, because I hope that, you know, for all the blood that has been spilled in the name of freedom, I hope you enjoy something of your freedoms, whatever it is. If you like to catch a few ball games, if you like to do something else, as much as you can be hot on the trail of whatever it is that we're just really fired up about, I get it, trust me. But you have to have a way to unwind so that you're not wound so tightly that that's when crazy things happen. Like the Kentucky thing was awful that Mark mentioned, where a guy kills his wife and family because he didn't like the way his breakfast was cooked. He had cold eggs, so he decided he was going to kill everyone with a gun, which Mark's right, then that brings out all the people that are anti-gun to say, see, that wouldn't happen. No, the guy was wound too tight. He was a nut to begin with. And that was it. That's the moment that he popped. All right, speaking of popping, a few bubbles were burst, I think, when the Cowboys went to Washington to take on the Redskins. If you don't know what happened in that game, take a listen.
Bobo back to pass. Going to get a hit. Pitches it off to Tashard Choice. And that's going to be a fumble on the play. Then one of the Redskins picks it up. It's the end zone. And he's going to go to the house for a touchdown. How about that? Cowboys gambled and it blew up on him. This is it. Final play of the game. 3 seconds on the clock. Redskins up by six.
And if you don't put two people in awesome, you're crazy.
Romo has three receivers to the left, one to the right. He's got Barber in the backfield. Final play of the game. Back to pass. Steps up. He's going to get hit. Flag on the play. Open. Roy Williams. It's a touchdown, but a flag on the play.
A flag on the play.
Holding.
Game's
Redskins
over.
Redskins win. Redskins win. They beat the Cowboys on opening night. Final score, 13-7.
Woo! All right, Woo is right if you were a Redskins fan. How about that? Holding on Alex Barron from the O-line, what a big blunder, the biggest blunder possible. Turns out Alex Barron, who's filling in for an injured Cowboy player, is the most penalized player in the NFL, or has been for the past 5 years. So the Cowboys, for all the hype and the press about holding the Super Bowl in February, and this is the beginning of the wild run, and look at how many weapons Tony Romo has. Boy, they had some huge blunders. And Matt Johnson was kind enough to loop all those blunders together so you could listen to them. So the final score, as you heard, the Skins beat the Cowboys 13-7. It's a whole new day. Mike Shanahan's the coach of the Redskins. Donovan McNabb, stupidly, I think the Eagles get rid of McNabb. And two, why I say it's stupid, because they get rid of him to a division foe. And we'll see if that doesn't bite Philadelphia in the rear end. They lost their opener anyway. But this was a crazy Sunday night game, and Washington won without ever scoring an offensive touchdown. McNabb had 171 yards passing. He hit 15 of 24 attempts. He didn't even have a completion longer than 24 yards, but the Redskins were better than the Cowboys because the Cowboys made one too many blunders, and they had a horrible season last year, the Redskins. So this was a very big win for them. If you're listening to me, why do so many of you care about this game? Because it was our game of the week, our nail the score game. And what's funny is there were people that picked Washington, like Dr. Ian Kentucky said Washington 17-14. Also, we had Trey in Kentucky who liked the Skins 21-17, but, and there was Rick in Illinois who thinks he has a crystal ball, and the Skins he picked 23-17, but nobody picked 13-7. Oh, if someone had picked 13-7, they would have been able to nail the score. But see, that's how it goes. You pick the game and you come kind of close maybe, and but you don't nail it on the head, and you have to nail it on the head. So maybe next time around somebody is able to nail the score, because this is just week one of the NFL, and it was a crazy week. I thought the best game that I saw earlier in the day, it was the Houston Texans beating the Indianapolis Colts, because here we go again, Peyton Manning's the man, and they look tough, and I know I even said that on the air, and they do, and this is just, I mean, they do on paper, and this is just one game. But, boy, the Texans looked really good. And it was in Houston, and what a way for them to open their season. And Matt Schaub, the quarterback, just did a terrific, terrific job. And it had to be frustrating for Peyton Manning, but exciting for the Houston Texans. I know you were watching football, definitely, Matt, today. And it was an interesting start to the season. The in the books, some kind of crazy games, and then a few blowout games. Philadelphia, I mentioned, they lost. They were predicted to lose by almost everyone, though. Green Bay wins 27-20, but if you just saw the score, you wouldn't know that really Green Bay was blowing the doors off of Philadelphia earlier in that game.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, for everyone talking him up and him being the number one fantasy quarterback, he looked pretty shaky.
I thought so, too.
He threw a couple interceptions that, I mean, there was one where he threw about 50 yards down the middle of the field and no receivers in sight, and Philadelphia picked off the ball. But I got a question for you. What do you think about the new Michael Vick? He was looking pretty sleek and fast.
I thought so, too. And I, what was interesting is I was listening to what the commentators were saying about Vic and talking about that, oh, no, Andy Reid, Kolb is his guy, Kevin Kolb is the guy, and he'll be the one, and yes, it, but look at, you got Vic, and Vic is so solid, and he's that solid backup guy, and I thought, you're kidding me, right? Because I think Vic outclassed him and scrambled and... You know, it just looked really good, like you said. And I think Philadelphia could end up going to him if Kolb isn't the guy. They've got Michael Vick. I mean, that's for certain. I think he could end up being the quarterback of this team within a few weeks.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
He
the
did.
Only criticism I can say about him is at the end of the game, he totally could have ran that ball in the end zone.
And
he pulled up and threw, and he definitely could have scored a touchdown, but he looked pretty good. He was very elusive. He was outrunning people. He made a couple good throws. So, I don't know. Maybe it started the Michael Vick era in Philly.
Yeah, no kidding. And then Monday night, you got a couple of good games. You have Baltimore and the Jets. I'm curious to see what's going to happen there. And San Diego and KC is the later game, too. Neither one of those, obviously, the game of the week, because I just announced that nobody nailed the score. And that game was the Redskins over the Cowboys, 13-7, but there were some other interesting finishes. Chicago beating Detroit 19-14. Miami beat Buffalo 15-10. For all the conversation about Cincinnati and T.O. and Ocho Cinco, New England, who re-signed to a giant extension or gave him a giant extension, not so much a re-signing, Tom Brady, New England was all over Cincinnati. 38-24 was the final score there. And the opening of a new era in New York. In a coin flip, the Giants got to host the first game. So the Giants kill Carolina 31-18. And, you know, this is week one in the NFL, and there's a lot of feeling out that has to happen. And, you know, the preseason doesn't necessarily tell you that much other than for your 2 and 3 line players. But you could see that there were some raw nerves and some rusty things that were happening in games. It starts to iron itself out a couple of games into the season, I think. But, ooh, I am so glad that we have football back again. All right, the U.S. Open, Kim Clijsters was the woman. She had an easy time of it. Here's what she had to say after winning back-to-back U.S. Opens.
Last year it was, you know, it was a different kind of attention. You know, people were still curious to see how I was playing. And obviously now, you know, people knew that obviously with my history here, that I was maybe one of the contenders. You know, I wasn't playing my best tennis, you know, when I wanted to in the beginning, but I was able to lift my game in the last two matches when I needed it to. So that's obviously what I'm probably the most pleased about over these last, you know, 14 days.
All right, it was an easy road for her, too, to win that. She beats Vera Zvonareva and had just a coast to that lifting of the trophy in the end. So it was back-to-back for Kim Clijsters, who's married to an American and lives in the New Jersey area, and people really love her. Now, for the final, for the men, it was rained out. Rafa Nadal and Djokovic will play on Monday, 3 o'clock Eastern, because they weren't able to get that off. The rain blew it away, which means all those people with tickets didn't get to actually see any action. Ooh, that's got to hurt on the pocketbook.